The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Guess what? Today is the 6th of October, if you can believe it already, 2017. I mean, I can't believe we're almost through the first week of October, but man, time flies when you're having fun. And I'm going to tell you a couple things. Number one, stand up, take a deep breath, out. I am a champion. I am a winner. See, I reversed it on you. If you're not paying attention, you wouldn't even notice. I usually say, I am a winner. I am a champion. Well, today we reversed it on you. Say those two lines over and over to yourself, and you will start seeing changes within yourself. But until you believe in yourself, you're not going to get anywhere. I can tell you that firsthand. There's going to be days with no matter what you do where your self-confidence is going to get shattered. And there's not going to be anyone there to wipe your fucking nose for you when you're in tears. So you know what? You got to grow right into this stuff and keep rolling no matter what. It's that important. And if it's your future, it's even that more important. So think about those two phrases, I am a winner, I am a champion. Incorporate those into your life. Say it repeatedly. Put them on index cards if you can't remember the line. Who cares what people say? I have index cards on me all the time. I'll be somewhere reading my cards. I don't care. You know what I've been reading today? This is what I read this morning, and I've been reading it all day. I'm ready to receive large amounts of money. That's what I've been reading all day today. All day today, it'll be all night, it'll probably be the rest of my life. Never discount the power of thought, man, because your subconscious mind is 95%. The conscious mind is only 5%. So what are you trying to impress upon? Think about that. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winner Circle, kill old age, destroy it, become strong, be a leader. Not a follower, like my pop says. You go out and grab those 12 modules, I guarantee you, your life will flip 360 the right way. It's time to get in the winner's circle. And I'm going to have Dr. William Wong in here momentarily. But I was telling about a great book. I talked about it yesterday on my leadership show I did on my own. It's called What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership. It was written by his son, Vince Lombardi Jr., and I read this right off of the book. Here it is. There are no hereditary strata in leading. They're not born. They're made. There has to be an inclination, a commitment, a willingness to command. Vince Lombardi and the Quest for Leadership. There are so many things in this book. I can't wait to start getting through it. Here's one of the things I'm going to read quick, too. Be disciplined on and off the field. Discipline takes different forms, but it always pertains. I'm telling you, this is a gemstone. I can't wait to read this whole book over and over. I told Dr. Wong I'll wear the cover off it by the time I'm done with it. And that's another great thing. You should go out and check that book out. Also, too, contributions. We've talked about this. Everyone knows I'm outside bringing money in. The place I'm at is a shithole, literally. Who knows what's going to happen with that? But the thing is, I'm breaking the cycle. There's a lot of things going on. Tomorrow, this is a big announcement. Everybody knows our involvement here with the Sand Dune Stepper, Matt Dahl, Dr. Wong's involved in this. Tomorrow over at the FBC Steel and Stone Yard, I'm not going to give his last name until I talk to him tomorrow. His name is Mark. He's had Parkinson's for 10 years, and he has a Sand Dune Stepper. He is involved with huge organizations. Here, Albany Med is the biggest hospital around. He's involved with Michael J. Fox. He will be coming over here at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow to the FBC Stone and Steel Yard, and I am going to teach him how to use a sand dune, and we're going to get this guy working again. And we're not only going to get all the proprioception they talk about and everything firing, but we're going to get him. We know the foot and the brain has so much, but we're even going to get him in a different way with the brain. And we talk about this, and I said how Steve Cotter and I are going to be doing more and more stuff about thoughts and how you house what you have internally. We're going to work this gentleman mentally like he's never been before. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I am going to brag, you walk down that 95-foot driveway of mine, I don't care if you lift stones, tires, or whatever, you will be highly impressed when you see this. I don't say that out of being a smart ass either. You want to come here and feel like a man or a woman and know there's no bullshit nonsense here, you got it right here. And I can't wait. Mark and I will do a little get-together talk on video tomorrow. This is very exciting, man. I mean, to be able to work with people that have these needs. And we know Dr. Wong announced that he has Parkinson's. And I've known Dr. Wong for probably close to 20 years now. I never even knew it. So the things you find out and the things people are struggling with and getting, trying to get it together, it's absolutely amazing. And I couldn't be more proud or happy to be involved with not only Dr. Wong, Matt Dahl, and everybody associated with the Sand Dune Stepper. We are going to do some super duper things, I'm telling you. So look for that coming. Also, too, as I said, contributions, $25, $50, $100. $25 gets you the first module off the winner's circle, the beginning. Number two, $50 gets you the beginning and 1.5 hour free consultation with me. $100 gets you the beginning and 2 free half-hour consultations with me. Click those, go to PayPal, no muss, no fuss, you're all set. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Look at all the material Dr. Wong and I have done. I mean, there's a vault of stuff he and I have done. And as everybody knows, Dr. Wong is by far one of the most popular people of our family on this show. I couldn't be prouder because he brings it every time. And he tells the goddamn truth. And that's all we are here is authenticity. So go out, look at them. Also, sign up for our newsletter. It's right up in the top right-hand corner on the homepage. It goes right to the MailChimp account. If you sign any other place, it goes to Never Never Land. So that's the way it is. Okay, I'm going to give you a little information on Dr. Wong, and we're going to get him right in here. Number one, he is a classical naturopath, a PhD, exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. You talk about a pedigree, and I've said it before, but I'll say it again. He's a guy that not only am I proud to be associated with, I would ride into hell's hole with him because I know he'd never turn his fucking back on me, all right? So that, with that, no further ado, we're going to talk about a show today, and you know how we are. It's going to be called Find Your Drive. Dr. Wong, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you for the great intro, and thank you for your trust in me.
Hey, you know what? You gotta trust somebody or you're gonna die a lonely old fuck. You know that? That's the name of the tune. Give out the website. Obviously, we know you're on YouTube like me now with the podcast, all that, and we'll get started, please.
Alrighty. Folks can find my writings at drwong.us, drwong.u as in United, S as in States, and yes, we do stand up for the flag. You can find my radio shows at DrWongRadio.com. If you go on YouTube, look for Dr. Wong's Essentials. And then, let's see, our store. Yes,
yes.
DrWongsEssentials.com. That's the most important one, actually.
Yeah, and, you know, as I said a while ago, his wife, Michelle, did a beautiful job on that website. You go out there and you look at that, and it's like you want to go through it. It's like someone putting their hand out to shake your hand. Seriously, that's how I interpret it. Fine job. And, you know, as I said, Dr. Wong's products are second to none, and that's the name of that tune. Do you got everything you want to get out, Doc?
Sure did.
I'll tell you one thing before we start. You know, a lot of people know some of the stuff that's going on here with me and the show and the business and all that, both businesses. But I got to tell you something. I did a solo show yesterday. I did two last weekend. But yesterday was like a real good breaking point with me. It felt so good to be behind the mic. And some things have happened in the last 2 days, especially with Mark and the Parkinson's. There's an awful lot of things that are changing here, and they're changing in a very high-end move. And I can't tell you how excited I am. I can't wait to go today. That's why I contacted Dr. Wong a couple days ago. I said I knew I was going to have time Friday afternoon, and that usually works very well for us. But I got to tell you, Tay, this is probably going to be very, very lively, like all these shows, because I am highly motivated. First off, I don't know your feeling on it. I want to just ask you this quick before we get in. You know, I'm very happy, you know, obviously with the progress you've made from the sand dune and everything with Parkinson's, but I think this is a big break with the show, with all of us that are associated with Matt and the sand dune stepper. I just want to ask you, what's your feeling? I mean, to think I'm going to have somebody here tomorrow to work with, I mean, to me it's a blessing, Doc, but I just want to ask your opinion on it.
You know, you're pioneering a whole new field. Think about this. No one that I know of, and I've been in the rehab side of things now for 40-some-odd years.
Yep.
No one that I know of has a program or an instrument. I'll call it an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of equipment that offers such promise for Parkinson's patients, for ataxia patients, for all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Holy cow, we could take CVA patients. We could take stroke patients with ataxia. Ataxia means they're not moving right. Their brain orders one thing, and their body does something else.
Yep.
We could probably start to rewire. Now, we might have to do a couple of other things nutritionally and in terms of medication.
Yep.
To help stroke patients rewire. But just the fact that we can, that we more than likely now can rewire a Parkinson's patient, that we can add function to a CVA patient, to a stroke patient,
mm-hmm.
means that we're pioneering an entirely new field. And when you work with that fellow tomorrow,
yes.
you will be doing something that hasn't ever been done.
Yep,
it's kind of cool.
It is. It's very exciting, and you know, I want to tell you something. We'll talk off the air at some point. You know, John Bruni and myself have been doing some amazing stuff in the training field too with this. And I'll tell you one thing: I've been doing 6 out of 7 days now. I put it out in a blog post, so I'll let it out. We haven't filmed it yet or anything. Two areas especially we know that are vulnerable, but the other area obviously for me or anybody who does daily work, you need to have strong fingers, hands, wrists, et cetera, et cetera. And you know as a stone lifter, you got to have that whole package from the elbow down without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I've devised a way to not only build the living shit out of my neck, whether it's with the first generation Nautilus four-way,
uh-huh.
the big head strap that I hook plates to, or I do a plate curl off the back of a bench, you know, my head. And I superset that with very high reps of doing a four-way. It's mimicked after the Nautilus four-way neck machine. I've devised a way to do it with the sand dune now.
And that's cool.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Here's the goal. I started out, my neck's like 21 3/4 almost.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to laugh because I told my friends this, and they're like, you're out of your fucking mind, man. I said, because of some things. With the job, I have to take and put my energies into lifting because I don't like a lot of the stuff, and I decided this is what I'm going to do. I said, I want to get up to 25, and I want you to fucking put fasten bolts on each side of my neck. And they're like, holy shit, man. And then we all know how important, and you've done it, obviously, I use an Apollin axle. I get done with the neck, I go right to the Apollin. I do different moves with it, whether it's an overhand wrist curl, underhand wrist curl, standing wrist curl, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But I've devised a number of ways to use my hands with the sand dune. It's amazing what I'm doing, whether it's fist, fingers, knuckles, how I lean on this thing, whether I'm bent over, whether I'm in a push-up position, whether I've got my feet climbed up the side of a garage wall and I'm pushing in. I can't wait to talk to you about this. I just haven't been letting this out, but it is unreal. Yesterday, I did a thing I put up. I did a calf routine. Okay, now, I had a custom-built Nebula calf machine standing many years ago when Roger LaPointe worked there. And most people didn't believe it until they got on this thing and they'd put, you know, a 40, two 45s on each side, do the math three times of 180, and they'd come off the thing and thought they tore their fucking calves right off the bump. All right, so I do this yesterday and I figured out a way to do different rep ranges. Now, that's something I want to talk to you about too. I was telling Matt this and he was freaking out. I can't always predict the rep ranges I'm doing with things. For instance, last week I took over a four, I think it was 400 exactly, and I did five singles with it. It was the first time I'd come back, first time I came back from a layoff. Uh-huh. You know, they went up, but, you know, you still don't, you know, people don't realize 10 days off, you lose groove. I don't give a shit who you are. So I did, it was funny, I was doing anywhere from 25 to 100 reps between sets.
Whoa.
So, okay, so this is on the sand dune. So I jump on the second set, and I still got the same weight on, and I do 50. I walk right in, twist the fucking bar, because we know how that all works. Yeah. I get under this fucker, Doc, and I swear to God, it came off the ground like somebody blew it up with a jack off me. And I said, did I fuck with this thing? Well, we'll get into this. I want to talk to we'll have to chat. But I want to tell everybody, it's absolutely amazing what's going on here. So we're really developing this. And, you know, Dr. Wong's in with us, and Dale Dugas, and John Bruni, and Eric Gutman, and a few other people. Mike Gillette's getting one, Steven Santangelo. It's absolutely amazing. Like Doc said, this is something that is going to blow through the stratosphere. You wait and see. But on that note, and everybody knows the progress Doc has made, it's absolutely incredible with his gait, with his speed, holding things without shaking. It's amazing. So we'll get into this more and more. But this is all like what we just talked about. Find your drive. And, you know, there's certain things that really propel you. You know, you and I, you've been in this much longer, and myself with physical culture and all the other components that go with it. But, you know, we know in today's society, the drive to do a lot of great things with a lot of people. I mean, I'm around people that have no drive. They don't care. As long as they make $12 an hour, they think that they're the titans of everything there. And I'm looking and I'm saying to myself, what in the fuck is going on here, man? And you know, you can do what you want to do because people will be, well, that's being critical, and not everybody wants to build two multi-million dollar businesses and this and that. I don't care. That you do whatever you want. But I'm looking at people, and you can see there's people who've been in these places over 20 years. They look like somebody literally took their brain stem out, and they're just walking. That's all they are. No, very little expression, things of that nature. And for a guy that is driven so hard like me, I even when things are like down the shithole, I still find a way to bring the drive up. You know, whether it's going out and buying Vince Lombardi's, you know, what his son wrote on leadership, I always find a way to get that drive going. And what I've been doing with the sand dune stepper and the barbell training has just been nothing short of unbelievable. And I said this, and I'm going to give it right to you, Doc. I believe, and I had a couple people take me to task on it. They weren't nasty about it. I've made this statement, and I'll keep making it. I think it's the best piece of equipment I've ever used other than the barbell. It's all yours.
You know, drive takes a few things. Let's look at three components of drive. First and foremost is testosterone. You can't have drive without testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a guy, whether you're a gal, whether you're an office worker, whether you're a bum on the street, whatever.
Yep.
You can't have drive without testosterone. Second thing is desire. Now, desire is a component of dopamine.
Yep.
So the two things that actually create libido are also the two things that create the drive to exceed, the drive to perform, the drive to do, the drive to make. And then if you have low dopamine, if you have low testosterone, and you combine that with a sub-90 IQ, you ain't going to do jack shit except, you know, just, hey, man, I'm okay.
I'm going to
lift it.
Yep.
I'm going to lift this box. I'm going to put it over there.
Yep. That's it. Yep. Hey, you know, I'll tell you right now, I love the idea of drive. You know, drive to me is creating. And I can't stress more than ever to people like this. If you want to get somewhere in your life, if you want to produce something in your life, if you want to go out and offer solutions in your life to others, if you want to be productive, and that's very important because if you're not productive, obviously you're going to start going the other way. And I meet, you know, I'm around them. I see the other end of the scale like you would not believe. And when you're coming out of a whole different atmosphere, lifestyle, you know, I never wanted to go back in any of this stuff. This is the reason why I didn't want to work for anybody anymore. I don't want to hear this bullshit, man, and it's all bullshit, and I'll tell you why. And most people don't think about it. I've been guilty of this myself. All you're doing is crying about everything. You don't like this, you don't like that. And do you realize probably at least 15 hours of your day, that's what you're doing? And we talked about subconscious in the beginning, 95%, 5% consciousness. When you're embedding no drive, shit attitude, the world sucks, and I heard that a million times besides everything else, where do you think you're going? Seriously, where are you going? And when you're sitting in an environment like that, you know what? That's a very easy way to get sucked in whether you have good intentions or not. And you know what? 10 years down the road, you're still there. And I'll tell you something that I listened to a couple times the other day, Doc, which was very interesting because I've been thinking so much about FBC and M&M and everything and where we're going and where our needs are and what we have to do. And it was very interesting. Tony Robbins is like best friends with Sylvester Stallone. And many years ago, Stallone invited him to his house for dinner to talk with him. And I guess, you know, obviously they've done business. And it was very interesting because he talked about Rocky, obviously the first movie. And Stallone basically, when he wrote Rocky, he said he wrote it couple days it was done after watching the Muhammad Ali Chuck Wepner fight, where Wepner was a white guy that just kept coming, okay? Kept coming. Now, Stallone was penniless. It was so bad he sold his dog Butkus, who was in the first Rocky movie, if you remember that. And he said he never felt so bad in his entire life. His wife had left him at that point. And all she kept saying to him, you know, you go and get a job, quit. And he said something that was very profound, I thought. He was afraid to go back to work because he'd get sucked into that and he would never get out of that. So he chose to write Rocky. And obviously we know where that's taken him. But here's the most interesting thing. Stallone not only bought his dog back and gave the guy a part in Rocky, a small part, but you know, they didn't want him to play the lead. They wanted Ryan O'Neal. You think about that now. That, yeah, yeah, that, that, yeah, That pussy ass playing Rocky Balboa, that would have done 1 cent, right? Okay. So, I mean, you talk about a pussy. So obviously stuck to his guns. He got, I think, $35,000. He paid a ton of money to get Butkus back, but the rest is history. And that's what I'm talking about with Drive. There's a guy that knew his purpose. He would not take no for an answer, and he kept driving, driving, driving until he won an Academy Award for Rocky. Go ahead and take it. Comment.
You know, we have the choice. We always have the choice of taking the easy way out.
Yep.
And doing it the hard way. And when everyone else, including your wife, like happened to Stallone, is criticizing you.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get a job. You need to. I need new shoes.
Yep, yep.
I only have 19 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Then you really got to believe in yourself, and you have to believe that ultimately you will succeed. And I say this having failed so many times.
Right.
That, you know, after a while, you begin to recognize what's going to lead you to failure, so you quit doing it. Of course, if you don't quit doing it, then you're stupid because you're not learning.
Right.
But if you are learning and you quit making your mistakes and you see where you're supposed to progress, then you will eventually get to where you want to be.
Yep.
You got to put your effort into it, and you have to have your heart into it.
Yep.
And you can't be waylaid. You can't be doing it part-time.
Nope.
You can't just be thinking about it. You know, most of the actors in New York, and I used to be an actor in New York, most of the actors in New York are waiters.
Yep.
And they have a lisp. And most of those guys will always be waiters because they're doing a 50-50 thing.
Yep.
Okay? They're not really concentrating on their craft. I'm waiting tables and I'm waiting for my big break. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Keep waiting.
Yep.
Until it gets here.
Yep. Hey, you know something? Frank Klein, who I talk about, my greatest college professor in business, you know, like he used to always say, winners make it happen. Losers let it happen. And there's so much to it. You know, what I find now with all the stuff with I'm going through, and I can't wait to get all this material out in the next few years, especially when we go out and speak, because there's going to be a group of us. We've already talked. You know, we want to go out in the road and bring the message because we've got something. I feel Motivation and Muscle has a group of people, even though we've been really backlaid doing shows, but we have a core of people here that is second to none anywhere. Oh, other shows might have bigger names. What the fuck does that matter? It doesn't matter. See, you got to be able to connect with people. And sometimes the people that are way out there, the ones you admire, can't connect. It's like the athlete. It's like the guy, you know, that everybody looks up to. But when they come to talk to you, you're standing there scratching your head, say, I just paid $100 for this fucking bullshit. But, and then there's the guy that we always talk about, like, who's in your neighborhood, walking strong, good-ass lifter, or martial artist, or whatever, gives you the time, and you talk to them for 5 minutes, and you're like, I'm ready to fucking chew the wood right off the door right now. All right? That's what it's about. That's what drive is. And when you talk about testosterone, that's the same thing when I was talking about with the thick bars and the network and the sand dune and going out there. There's a routine I'm going to start. I'm going to only implement two of them. Wait till you see this when I talk about this. These short movements I'm going to be doing with holds, there's a couple of them that I haven't done in years that work like you would not believe. And I mean, these things will feel like they are going to break your body in half, man. And it might not be any more than a total of 6 inches total. One pull, one push. There's a multitude of them. I believe I've got five of them. But I'm going to do the two ones, of course, that are the most maybe the second and third. The squat will always be the most strenuous, or the pull, the deadlift. But these two are no sissies at all that I'm going to start Sunday. I'm telling you right now, this is what happens when you're faced with situations and either you have the drive to get through it or basically you lose your balls, right? And I have great pride in my balls. Everybody knows I like to talk about them, and not in a crass way either, because I think right now men are such fucking pussies, the majority of them, that most women got bigger balls, even though they don't, than the guys do. So I think when you got stuff that you love to do, that you're passionate about, when things are really going awry on you, to keep you driving mentally, physically, and spiritually, you got to get out and do something, man. And do something hard that's going to distract you. Like I said, those two movements, real short, I'm going to be doing with the ISO holds. Well, you know what I'm doing now? I decided, well, I'm going to bulk up a little bit. Yep. Beep, 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 news bulletin. I still talk in the 70s and 80s. I love that word, bulking up. Even though now, you know, everybody wants to drink whey and have a woman's waist. Fuck you. Fuck you. Who cares, man? So I am taking and setting my mind on something that is not only very, very good to do, but this is going to build a whole new set of standards for me, rules, great things to impart on people, and we'll get into that more and more, but I'm going to give it right to you too. I think drive, most people maybe don't even think of the word that way, but drive to me, you know, it's like, you know, bringing up like a couple Rocky things too. It's like, you know, I was watching Rocky II the other night, and it's hilarious. I love the part where he's got to get super fast, and he's got to protect that bad eye. So they're going to change him around. He's not going to be a southpaw anymore. So they're in like this little pen in this shit built warehouse district, which it looks like it's falling in. It's a place I would relish. All right. I things like that people hate. I would be a fucking daredevil in there because it goes with my persona. Well, they got a chicken in there, you know, a rooster. And, you know, mix like chicken chasing is what we used to do in the old days. And, you know, Rocky's giving him the shit. You know, I'm not a farmer. I'm a fighter. And he goes, and, you know, Mick, of course, is always cracking back at him and yelling. So he throws the rooster up in the air and he can't catch him. And he says, what, you know, and you couldn't say that now because someone would get upset. What are you, a goyle? The way he used to talk and all that shit, right? Yes. So then finally they do it again. And it's hilarious, and I love it. I always throw my arms up in the air when I see him do it. Rocky finally catches the chicken, okay? And it's cool as hell, because Mick, through the side of his hat, he's got a feather, and he's like, now we got speed. Now we, and it's just a simple phrase like that, and Rocky's all excited holding the chicken up over his head. That's what I'm talking about when I say drive. That's what I'm talking about. You're so fucking happy and ecstatic. What do you think you're bringing into your life, folks, when you're like that? Every good thing you're thinking about is coming at you 240. If you think I'm bullshitting you, do it. But the thing is, you got to get off your ass and start thinking about things like this. Get away from the shit, the devices, worrying about people, what they think of you. Who cares? Who fucking cares? Put your drive into play, and as they say, we always say, they say it in Rocky, be an Italian tank, man. Just fucking go through it. It's all yours.
If you've got an above 90 IQ, and I hope you do. Most folks in America do. Most, but not all.
Right.
Unfortunately. Then you could figure out what you need to do to advance yourself.
Yep.
Eric touched on a really important thing, excuse me, a few minutes ago. The conscious talking to the subconscious.
Yep.
Now, if your subconscious had to listen to everything you said in the course of a day, we say as many words as there are in a moderately sized paperback book, about 36,000 words any given day in the course of a regular day. Except for me, I more or less a hermit. I'm living. Yeah. So if your subconscious had to listen to that,
yep,
it'd go nuts.
Yeah.
Since you're 1/10 conscious and 9/10 subconscious, your subconscious has access to a hell of a lot more data and a hell of a lot more ability than you realize. So the way to program things into your subconscious, say something the first time, your subconscious will ignore it. Say it again exactly the same way. Your subconscious says, hey, we better listen. He's trying to tell us something.
Yep.
Third time you say it exactly the same way, your subconscious perks up and begins to suck it up. This is the reason why the Hindus, the Buddhists, heck, you can even say that a Catholic rosary is like a mantra.
Hell yeah.
This is the reason why some faiths pray in mantras. They're repeating the same thing over and over and over again because that's the way you put data into the subconscious. So program yourself for victory.
Yep.
Program yourself for success. Program yourself for what you want to ultimately achieve.
I'll tell you right now, you just started formulating things, obviously, here, what to do. But, you know, one thing I want to hit upon with drive is this, too. You know, Dr. Wong said in the beginning, obviously, we've gone over this, and we'll probably keep hitting this till the day we don't do this anymore. Testosterone drive is the key. What you're putting in your body, obviously, is a key. And most people know, but I'll go over it with you. Get away from the plastics. If you're eating packaged food, get away from it. I know we're getting near the end. We're in the fall now, but you can still go to a co-op. There's still farmers markets open. You can get food. If you eat meat, there's all kinds of places to get whatever you want, whether it's online, local. That's why I love all these, you know, being in Albany. As I start heading down towards the city, there's all these small little towns. You've got, you know, grass-fed this, grass-fed that. I mean, there are local farmers that, you know, it's much better, I think, to support them, but I realize it's quite costly, and I get it. But, you know, that's the next thing. Obviously, too, and we've gone over this a lot, but I don't think we can ever go over it enough because I still think that it's very underestimated. How about 8 hours of sleep a night, folks? How come most of us don't take that into consideration? All we ever hear about is, well, I got to recover. Well, I still would like to break this to you. Sleep, a good sound sleep with ventilation in your room. And make sure it's nice and dark in there. And Dr. Wong hit it with basically what you're feeding your subconscious. I'll give you two tips right now. You can play stuff. You can put a set of earbuds in your ear, play it right off the phone. Go out and grab something inspirational and listen to it till you fall asleep. And chances are you will. And then the first 5 to 10 minutes of your morning is what's going to start you off. So if you get up and put the radio on, you hear some fucking asshole just blew 5,000 people up in Vegas. How do you think your day is going to go, folks? And you're going to keep repeating that mantra all day long. How are you going to feel by noontime? How are you going to feel by 4 o'clock when you go home? And obviously your day's probably sucked because you hate being in a cubicle and some fucking asshole boss that doesn't know what he's doing or she's doing is trying to tell you what to do. Okay? So once again, you need to start concentrating on these ideas mentally because this is going to give you the mental drive. And I will tell you this from experience right now. The more I rehearse what I want, where I want to be, how much money I want to make, how big I want FBC and M&M to become, when you get a bad thought or something goes shit on fire with you, you will get out of it much quicker because you know why? You have all those thoughts in your subconscious mind. You know what they start to do? They start to override everything, and you're going to get rid of this much quicker, and eventually you're going to have very little bullshit when shit hits the fan because you're going to know how to react and you're going to know how to handle yourself. We all have times where we all feel like we're going to split in half, myself included. But I take great pride in being able to override it. Now, I might have a real shit day, but the next day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be right back in the game. All right? And life isn't a game either. I just use that as just a word. I take it very serious. I take everything here very seriously and everything we do. Will Dinwiddie, who was on here last Saturday with me, who is a phenomenal athlete. He's got a gym out in Oregon. And I like Will a lot. Will's a great guy. And Will's going through a lot of shit with business, too, and this and that. But he never gives up, man. And he said to me on the show, he goes, "You're one of the most intense people I've ever met, and I've never met you face-to-face." He goes, "When I talk to you," he goes, "I can hear the intensity in everything you say because of the way you are." I said, "Well, that's how we grew up here. That's my nature." And, we used to always say with me, to know me is to love me. Because, you know, I can be very overwhelming on people. Not purposely, but that's how I'm driven. I love what I do. I love meeting people, and I love Eminem and my family here on with the show. I can't tell you enough, folks. When you find something you love to do, nothing's going to fucking stop you. You want to talk about ultimate drive? I'd love to tell you all the shit I'm up to right now, because you'd be like, "How's this guy even on the air right now?" You know why I'm on the air? Because I'm not going to relent. I drew a line in the sand the other day. I got some people very upset when I said it. I said, "This is going to claim me, or I'm going to claim it." It's the same way as burning the boats and getting on the island. You're either coming home, or you're fucking dead. And if you can't put that type of hammer on yourself, don't even bother going any further. Because, as Dr. Wong said before, we can wish, we can hope, we can hope, we can wish, let's do it, let's not do it. You keep feeding yourself that shit, and you're as good as DOA. It's all yours, Doc.
You know, you mentioned sleep before. Lots of guys ignore the sleep part, but you make 70% of the testosterone for the next day between 2 and 4 a.m. What if you're not sleeping between 2 and 4 a.m.? When do you make it? You've got to have a dead black room.
Yep.
Absolutely. The darkest room you can have. That way your pituitary makes luteinizing hormone, because your pituitary only works on the dead dark.
Yep.
It loves darkness. So your pituitary, having no light to stimulate it, will release luteinizing hormone. The luteinizing hormone just travels down to your testicles and says, "Okay, guys, let's turn on.
Yep.
And let's take all the stuff that we, all the sterols and the zinc and the magnesium, and let's make testosterone out of it." And your testicles just churn away and make testosterone and make semen and make seminal fluid and all the other nifty stuff between 2 and 4 a.m., which is why if you made testosterone the night before, you wake up with an erection. Now, those of you guys who aren't waking up with an erection are in trouble.
Yep. Big
trouble. It's that simple.
Big trouble. And you know what? That'll stifle your drive right there. Absolutely. And we know,
of course, I have drive. I have
that's why when I'm watching a baseball game, I'm in tears. You know what I mean? It's like that.
Nobody's doing anything.
It's like, holy shit. And, you know, it's funny because I hear a lot of people, these guys are in their 20s. They're always tired. So you got to figure they're already on the road to crash right away. You know,
mommy fed them soy formula.
Yep.
So they never had.
Yep. Yep.
Testosterone drive. They've always been estrogen dominant.
Well, and while we're on this too, because I've told everybody, Dr. Wong and his wife are very generous to me with product. Let's go into a couple products, because I mean this all goes with drive. They come to Dr. Wong, you know, essentials obviously. What would you do initially? I mean, if you don't send them out to, you know, I know most people go out and have their testosterone free, all that tested. Okay. It comes back okay. What would you do to get them started back up, in your opinion, with your products?
There are four products that need to be put together to make a good amount of T. You will see lots of products out there with 9-10 ingredients, and they're all, every ingredient is smash grab, it's wonderful, it's the greatest thing since God created chickens or something.
Yep.
But the problem is that there's not enough of anything, any one ingredient in there to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
So I want you to remember this, that some is not better than none. Some may be the same as none.
Right.
If it isn't there in a physiologically active amount, in other words, just like with antibiotics, if you have an infection and I give you a little tiny bit, a homeopathic dose of an antibiotic, it ain't going to do jack shit for you.
Nope.
If I give you the proper 1,000-milligram dose, it'll do everything for you. So some is not better than none, and this happens with all nutrients, B-complex vitamins, A, minerals, anything. Some is the same as none. So the four products you need to make testosterone are the Enkindle. The Enkindle gives you the stuff to trigger your luteinizing hormone and gives you the beginnings of stuff, the plant sterols, to make testosterone. Then the Andean Essence gives you a whopping huge amount of the sterols needed that are just one step away from being testosterone. Not two, not three, not four, not five. They're one step away. All your testicles have to do is make one change, and bingo, the stuff is testosterone. Plus, I added more luteinizing hormone releasers in there. Then, two minerals. You cannot make testosterone without zinc, and you can't make testosterone without magnesium. And you need a good bit of it. Now, when most folks think that, yeah, but I'm taking the zinc, it's a 30 milligram, and the RDA is 30. Okay, number one, the RDA is great for a one-ounce lab mouse. How many pounds do you weigh? But number two, what most folks don't realize is that when you're looking at zinc citrate, zinc picolinate, zinc anything, yep, magnesium, whatever, calcium citrate, you're looking at a blend of the calcium elemental mineral,
yep,
or the zinc elemental mineral, and the chelating agent, which helps it get absorbed. Since the chelating agent is always cheaper, the industry standard is that there's only 15% of the actual mineral. So you're looking at a 30 milligram zinc citrate, and you think that it's got the RDA of zinc, 30 milligrams. No, it has 4.5 milligrams of zinc because it's only 15% of 30. We've got the only zinc and the only magnesium, I think, in the entire bloody industry, and I hate this industry. There are more liars and cheats in this industry.
Yep.
As many as there are in the drug industry.
Yep.
But we've got the only zinc and the only magnesium that have the stated amount of elemental minerals. So our zinc, each capsule, has 100 elemental zinc in it. And then our magnesium, which is the magscorbate,
yep,
has 510 milligrams of elemental mag in there. So you only need to take one zinc a day and two mag.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at 140 milligram, magnesium picolinate, magnesium something or other, there's hardly any mag really in there.
Yeah.
And certainly not enough to create a physiological difference. What we need to do, we need to take supra-threshold doses of stuff, not sub-threshold.
Right.
Not dealing with homeopathics here, and I'm not going to get into the value of homeopathics, pro or con, but we're not dealing with homeopathy here. We're dealing with macronutrition, so you have to take supra-threshold doses of anything to have anything work. And again, the four products are the Enkindle, the Andean Essence Max, the Zinc Citrate, and the Mag Scorbate.
Yeah, I mean, you want drive, baby. There you go. And then when we take all that, we add that to short, heavy workouts, and you've got the prescription to damage anything you want to do. That is the key. If you're doing two-hour workouts, yep, Dr. Wong's stuff will do everything it can do, but you're killing yourself. And if you're not getting the sleep you need, you're finished. All right? So use your head. You want to drive hard. You want to compete. Maybe you just want to be the strongest guy in the street like I talked about. That's great. Maybe you want to go out and lead. Maybe you want to teach kids how to lift weights, how to practice the fine art of martial arts, how just to think and be smart. Know how to get yourself in and out of a situation or lead a group of people. You know, those are the things we don't talk a lot about in America. We just talk about bullshit all the time, okay? You know something? You want to know what's going to really bring this country back? We keep hearing this, that, and the other thing. What we need are men and women that aren't afraid to stand up and lead. Lead, lead, lead. Because I got news for you. I'm out all the time. I talk to people. I don't care if I know you or I don't know you. I'm not afraid to approach anybody, and I'm very easy to approach, okay? And I hear what these people are saying. There are people everywhere that are lost. And I mean lost, okay? They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to get stronger mentally, physically, and spiritually. A lot of them have dropped off. A lot of them won't go to church anymore. That's your, whatever you think about all the churches, that's your call, all right? But they're looking for some, see, a TV, a computer, a phone, they might think it's the end all, but it's not. And a majority of them are fucking empty. It doesn't work. You have to have contact with things. The human body, in my opinion, the drive of the body. Think about this. You see a girl you like. You get talking to her, okay? You get the balls to walk up to her. You still got a little drive left in you. And you start dating her a little bit. Did you ever notice how you feel, man? It's like you've got this euphoria all the time. You can't wait to see each other. Forget about all the other bullshit, because once you fuck her, it's probably ruined anyways, all right? You know, because then you got to start meeting her friends and everybody else, and fuck that. Who cares? But my point of the matter is this. I'm just giving an example of that and training and that. You get this drive in you, man, and everybody's had it. A lot of people still have it. You want to go do this. You want to go meet this one. You want to succeed at this. Do you understand how important that is? And when you do the things, you know, you go on, you take what Dr. Wong just said just now, you get yourself straight, get yourself mentally straight, sleep, go out and do those 40-minute workouts, man, and attack like it's your last one, do those overloads, do those holds, as Dr. Wong said, go out and punch fucking rocks, man, whatever. All right? Whatever it is that's going to set you on that course to whatever you call great. To go out and score whatever it is you need to do. If we create human beings like that via the show, where now they found something that they can grip onto, where they've joined the family here, you don't think we're going to have groups and groups of people succeeding? And they're going to succeed in a way that's going to suit them, and that's fine with me. But all I ask from any of them is this. If there's a kid down the street that maybe seems a little bit lost, or maybe he doesn't have a good home life, and maybe you can just encourage him or her. You know, that it doesn't take much. Remember what my mother said? I always say at the end of the show. You know, when you meet someone, never be afraid to give them a smile or hello. That might be all they get that day. That's very important, man. That is very, very important. You don't realize what you could be doing for someone's life at that point. So never discount the little things you do or the little things you say, because you could be producing or setting the fire under somebody that is going to be so great, people are going to be shaking their head and say, where did this he or she come from? That's, to me, is what living is all about. You know, putting it out there, not being afraid, as Rocky said, to take the hits. Because if you get knocked and beaten down to your knees, it'll keep you there if you let it. If you stand and scrape off all the road shit on you, I guarantee you, you will succeed in a bigger and better way than you could ever fathom. Go ahead, Doc. Take it. Anything you want to add, hit it.
Eric is absolutely right. Unless you grab the tiger by the tail.
Yep.
And you wrestle it down to the ground, and you fight everything inside of you and all the external forces that are wanting to make you fail. Remember that the rest of the world wants to see you fail because they don't want to try.
Nope.
Whenever someone says, oh, you can't, you'll never succeed with that idea, walk away from them.
Yep.
Whether it's your mother, your great aunt, your sister, your girlfriend, your wife, yep. Walk away. And go do it anyway.
Yep.
Everyone wants to see you fail because they don't want to make the effort. But if you succeed, you make them look bad.
Yeah.
Yep. So they don't want to look bad. They want you to be in the same category they're at. So they're going to program you. Remember, we talked about programming a few minutes ago.
Yep.
They're going to program you for failure. Program yourself for success. Grab the tiger by the tail. Wrestle it down and win.
Yeah.
Real easy. Sounds easy. It's easy to say. And you know, when you get there, you'll look back and you're going to tell yourself, you know, this really wasn't so bad.
No, not at all.
Because it really isn't so bad.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't remember who said it. And if I do, I'll have to put it in the show notes. It was like, if 10 people tell you you can't do it, listen to the one person that tells you you can. Yeah. Follow that person, because I don't know if everybody does it intentionally, but as you said, the programming, the, you know, look, one thing I love are obviously my nieces and nephews, especially the little ones at this point, because there's so much fun just watching what they do. And if you study kids, especially little kids, they have no fear of anything. No fear of falling, no fear of failing. You know, I was talking one day, my little nephew Danny, I think that kid, he's got architect, designer all over him. I've never seen a little kid, he just turned 7, he will come over to me when I go over there to my sister's and brother-in-law's house, and he'll say, I want to show you this. And he will bring a pen and a paper, and he will design. You'll see the Legos he builds and stuff. And all of a sudden, he has such an aptitude for it. I love to watch him with blocks. He's building. He's got a box of blocks. He's building these things all over the place. And there he is explaining to me. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, holy shit, man. I mean, it just seems like he's got a hold, a foothold on stuff. And when I'm talking about drive, you got to go. This is why I love doing what I do. I told everybody I was able to find my creativity again when I went into these two businesses. And I think as you go through the school system and life and all that, it basically beats you down and shuts you down. Okay? And you don't really realize it until you watch kids. And I know a lot of people don't even watch them or care, but I do. And now I have that same mentality about things. It's on a different level, obviously, because the stakes are real high here. I mean, this could make or break my future totally. But what ends up happening is, like Dr. Wong said, I mean, it's going to happen for you. You just got to keep your foot on the pedal no matter what. And eventually, all those people are going to come to you and say, well, I knew you could do it. Obviously, I'll be at least nicer to them than they were to me. But you know something? My attitude is you can shove it up your fucking ass. All right?
That's why we left all those folks behind.
Yeah.
We don't talk to them anymore.
No, exactly. But you know from being, you know, in you know, with business and owning your business and we all know the hassles, the pressure and all that. But let me tell you something. When you go back into the other stuff, these are the good things. I mean, people will be like, what are you talking about? I'm telling you right now, you'd rather have this than go deal with these fuckholes that you're dealing with every day. All right? Yep. I'm telling you right now, folks. I'm giving you gems that and the same way with Doc, you'd pay a lot of money for if you had to go to these clinics. And we're going to go out and do them anyways, and then we are going to make people pay for it. But we won't kill them financially. I'm giving you things here that I'm going through now. I can't be more honest with you or genuine with you, because I'm encouraging you to go after your dreams, but be ready and willing to get your face kicked in probably 6 out of 7 days a week. All right. If you can't deal with that, or you think, or you go and listen to all these fools, hey, 99.95, you can be a success in 2 weeks. Go the other way. You're getting fucking ripped off, and you're going to be very discouraged then. So I'll get into more of that down the road. Doc, summarize anything you want. Give out all your info. I'll give mine, and we'll get ready for our next show.
Weak minds need to follow.
Yep.
You know, I was at a A4M conference, an anti-aging conference, and I happened to have gone to undergrad with one of the guys who actually developed this the A4M. But there was a fellow there who will remain nameless because I hate the frickin' son of a bitch. and he's a motivational speaker, and he's got his own resort and blah blah blah.
Yep.
And he's an author, whatever. And he was talking about his latest book, and he was giving a lecture on his latest book. And then when he stopped speaking, all the doctors were crowding around him. Now, the doctors have to have at least 120 IQ to get out of med school.
Sure.
At least, okay? probably your average IQ amongst docs ranges between 120 to 140 something.
Yep.
So these guys are high IQ, but they're crowded around this guy, and I thought he was either Jesus or Tony Robbins. One of the things, because they're willing to follow this guy anywhere.
Yep.
I thought, what a freaking bunch of lemmings.
Yep.
There's not a single person in that crowd who can think for themselves.
Right.
These are supposedly smart people, but they want to be led.
Yep. Yep.
Don't be a person who wants to be led.
Yep.
Take out the fucking machete and cut the trail yourself.
Yep.
Don't follow a Tony Robbins. Don't follow this guy. And you'll know him because he's got a lisp, and he talked about the similarities between men and women.
Oh, God.
You know, so don't follow anybody who wants to be your guru, your Christ, your Messiah, your whatever, unless it really is Jesus coming back down.
Yep.
Be your own person. Be your own woman. Be your own man. Cut the trail yourself. Don't follow.
Right. Right. Hey.
Something completely and entirely new. Because if you follow, all you'll be doing is you'll be feeding the other guy's pocketbook, and you'll be losing out of your own purse.
Hey, you know something?
Website.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But, you know, you talked about leader. I mean, I can't say it enough. You know, my father, among many great things, he said to me, you know, be a leader, not a follower. Go up. Go, you know, look. We talk about business and everything. How about you go out and write your own business? How you want, let other people copy you. See, that's what I want to do with this. This is what I feel I'm doing with both businesses. I'm coming up with what works for me. I know how to keep shifting gears, shift back and forth. Eventually, I'll hit the note that I need to hit, and I think we're on to it right now. We're going to find out starting tomorrow. This has been a lot of hard work. It's been a lot of disappointment at times, but it's been a flourishing of me, a development of me. Other than lifting, there's nothing else in the world like it. And, you know, I owe it, obviously, to a great mother and father and siblings. But Jimmy, my brother, will always be my catalyst. And obviously, we talk about the Hulk, what they mean to me. And even in times when I feel like, holy shit, I ought to just pack it in, swallow my pride, get back and learn IT again, and, you know, make my 100 grand and want to blow my fucking brains out every morning when I get up. But you know what? I can't go back. I can't do that life. I've set my path. I've set my patterns. And now I have to see it through, because I want to tell everybody, and I'll get right back to Dr. Wong. This is very important. Once you make these decisions, yeah, you're going to have to zig and zag, reformulate. You might have to go and get more money, et cetera, et cetera. But see, the foundation is laid. And when you do that, it's up to you to keep building it. And it's not going to come easy. Some days it will. But when you keep doing that, you're going to make more and more new contacts, right? And, you know, your network is your net worth. I learned that a long time ago. The more people you branch out to, the more people that get to know you, the more people that are good people that you intertwine with, it will all happen. And when it happens, it will be so magnificent, and your money will come in, and your happiness and your dreams will be on the way. And that doesn't mean you're not going to still have problems, but you know what? It's going to be a hell of a lot better for you. So when we talk drive, man, get on the Enkindle, get on the Andy Essence, get on the Mag, get on the Zinc, get on the short workouts, get into the subconscious and just drive that motherfucker right through a tree and keep going. It's all yours, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. My writings can again be found at drwong.u, as in United, S as in States, drwong.drwong.us. my podcast from 2007 until the summer of 2016 can be found at drwongradio.com. And the podcast since then can be found at Dr. Wong's Essentials on YouTube.
Awesome. You got anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Sorry about my daughter, though.
Go ahead.
That you reminded me of.
What's that?
She came up to us when she was about 12, 13 years old, said she wanted to be a cheerleader.
Okay.
They were looking out for cheerleaders in school. Okay. I've been in college athletics for decades. I know what cheerleaders are for. They're for keeping football players and basketball players happy.
Yeah.
The male cheerleaders, the female cheerleaders, they're nothing but dick suckers. I'm sorry, but that's what they do. I'm trying to think to myself, how do I explain this to my 13-year-old daughter?
Yeah.
Honey, you don't want to be a follower in life.
Yeah.
You don't want to just stand around cheering on someone else's success. You want to be the doer. You want to be the person out there achieving. And that's how I said it. It wasn't until she hit about 18 to 20 that I told her what I really wanted to say. and she was glad that I didn't let her be a cheerleader. You don't want to be out there cheering, folks, because all you're doing is sucking dick.
Yeah, absolutely. Be a leader, not a follower. How's that?
Amen.
This is Motivation Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. As we said, the winner's circle, that will make you a piece of iron. Believe me. Go out, get on it, and do it. I'm telling you right now, for $247, you're going to get 13 modules that will change your life forever. As I said, we're going to be filming more and more stuff, especially we're doing so much stuff with the Dune, everything. There's going to be a plethora of stuff out here, but I'm very busy right now, outside, inside, and I'm juggling three jobs right now. But you know what? As I said a few minutes ago, I wouldn't do anything else. I'd get rid of the other one, and we might just be doing that soon. We will see. There's always opportunity, and if you have to shift gears and change, you change. I don't stick around with anyone or anywhere that I'm not happy with anymore. I won't do it. I won't do it. It is just not the way I do things at all. Not that I did a lot before, but I just don't give breaks. Fuck you. I leave. Goodbye. If I fuck up, I fuck up. We all do. Also, too, contributions. We need money. I'm going to ask again, 25, 50, and 100. You know what you get there. Invest in us. We're going to be around 30 more years. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the shows Dr. Wong and I have done. If you want to sign up for our newsletter, it's right on the homepage of motivationmuscle.com up in the top right. That's the only place you can get on our newsletter, and it goes right to the MailChimp account. Anywhere else, it goes to Never Never Land. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten from everybody. We appreciate that. AHA Radio, that's to get it in your car. That's AHA. All the new cars, and they have aftermarket radio that has the capability to get podcasting in there, and we got the best show in the world. I don't care what anybody tells you. And we're only going to get bigger, better, and live, so you can bet that shit's coming, too, down the road. Also, too, if there's a show you like Dr. Wong and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and we will definitely get anything you want on. Also, if someone seeks you out, obviously, in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. You know what that can do for yourself. You know, offer a solution. Be a positive guy or gal. Doesn't matter. But you got the ability to go out and do great things. Do them. Other people need you. I mean that. Seriously. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for that day. That might be all they get. And I'm telling you right now, watch, look, and listen. You're going to know what I'm talking about if you haven't already. Also, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, push it, pull it. Also, if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And it's a great Hoose of Steel Crusher Stone says, in blood-red domination. We are domination. We clear-cut the path. That was like what Dr. Wong said a few minutes ago. You got to go out and just destroy the path. We don't follow anyone's. We dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in our path. No one ever clip our balls, and today we had some big cayoons, let me tell you. And Russell Fur says from the beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. There's more than that, my friend, and it's going to get bigger, badder, and bolder, because that's what we are, three Bs for sure. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. And I'll tell you, folks, I talk about my dad a lot. You know something? If you have a father and mother, really appreciate them. I miss my father like you wouldn't believe. My father was a pretty rough old Italian guy. But let me tell you something. You know, there's people I talk to like Dr. Wong and you know, like Matt and John Bruni, Steven Santangelo, you know, they've been around for a while, and you can talk to them man to man. You know, John Ridge especially, I'm going to talk about next. You know, there's a certain thing about real men, and it's nothing that we're saying that we're hiding or anything, but it's nice to be able to put your guard down if you have to and speak to people. And they speak back to you whether you want to hear it or not, but you respect them. That's where I miss, like, John and my father, like you wouldn't believe, because my father might not be the softest way he'd get it back, but it was his nature. But I knew with certain people that I would get the absolute honest response. Honesty all the time sometimes feels like someone kicked you right in the balls. But you know what? Surround yourself with people like that. And you know what? You need to hear the good, bad, and the ugly. That's the way life is. John Ridge, as I just spoke, my chiropractor, we lost him in August to cancer. 3 years, would walk everybody to the door, say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that on your worst or best day. You will. And I'll tell you right now, that's two words I repeat constantly to myself. Keep saying, keep smiling to yourself. Watch what will happen to you. It turns you around. Believe me. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends, we're not just going to kick your door in. Basically, what we'll do is we'll blow the fucking roof right off your house. I mean that. Be a part of our family. Join us. We're going to be around for 30 or more years. I guarantee it. We want you in the family. And before I sign off, men, well, I'll say this. Les Brown says you all have greatness. We take it two steps further. We believe in you and we got your back. Men, get rid of the 9-month belly. Get a hold of Dr. Wong. Get on some great stuff, some in Kindle, some Andy Essence. I mean, get yourself straight. Get rid of the 9-month belly. Get rid of the spare tire. You know, if it means putting one foot in front of the other, start doing that. You know, think about a sand dune. Get a hold of Matt Dahl. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities through this show to do whatever the hell you want. We have the ability to reach out to these people. You know, we have the connections where we can help anybody out, and we love to do it. You know, we're trying to help everybody we can out here, and I think we are doing such great work here. It's incredible, and it's very exciting. And when you get into something that's very exciting, it can really change your life very quick. And I think people are just so stymied and been told, you know, oh, you can't do this, and they start believing, and you can't live your life like that. But I'm going to give you, obviously, we talked about the sand dune. Now, if you order sand dune through Matt, and you tell them Motivation and Muscle, you get 10% off the product and free shipping in the United States. Now, to get a hold of Matt, 714-995-4500. Tell him you're from M&M. He will take super care of you. Also, too, as I said, men take care of your women. Women take care of your men. Don't let these vultures and vampires put a wedge between you. We want you and our family for the next 30 years, your kids, your nieces, nephews. We are building the biggest revolution you're ever going to see, I guarantee you. And that's the way it is. And before I bring Dr. Wong in and say goodbye, I want to read one more thing from the Vince Lombardi book that I think It's a great, great thing. It's called Weed Out the Uncommitted. The organization that wins is populated by winners. You're all winners, and you're all champions. Dr. Wong, you are a winner and champion. You'll always be in my book, and I thank you for being on today, my friend.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on the air with you.
Thank you, and you know it's the same way with me. I don't, you know, it's a nice thing to be on with people that really believe in you and you believe in them, and we got something real special here, and believe me, I appreciate not only you but everybody, and things are happening, and they're going to get bigger and bigger. So, for Dr. William Wong, this is Eric Fiorello. We will have this show up tomorrow, and we'll get Dr. Wong on here real soon. We'll see what his schedule is with mine, and we'll just keep kicking ass. So, everybody, have a great weekend, and don't take life for granted. Go out and drive right through it. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.